Some of them are smaller, some of them are big enough to be as wide as we had that door yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut about a half a log and put it in the fireplace and get it going and get the coals all burnt down and then get that cooking started.
Mm-hmm. But you know, there would be something set in there that you could set the wood on. Do you remember what that was called?
We call that the hobs. Take a pile of clay dirt and build it about this wide.
Uh-huh.
Make shoulders to it.
Uh-huh.
Now, be about like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had just a little fire in there, us kids would just get as close to the fire as we could. When it was close enough to be warm, we'd sit on that hob of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
We'd call them the hobs. And then in the back, had a forked clay piled up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call the back of the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And when that fell out, you had to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
So then your chimney would catch a fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see iron things, though, that they'd have inside the fireplace that you could set the wood across on? Something made out of iron?
Yeah. That's what are called skibbets. They're made out of iron and have some of them have three legs to it, some of them four,
mm-hmm.
with a long handle to it. That's all homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They made that in blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm.
And put that on there and had mm-hmm. lids to them. Once then it had lids to them, had to be bought because they didn't come make them lids.
Mm-hmm.
And that they do the baking on there.
Mm-hmm. What about something, did you ever hear of a fire dog or dog irons,
sir? Yeah, they had irons that sit out there. Have two legs over here, one back here, and this one back here be the biggest, and hold up the wood up about that high,
uh-huh.
where it could get air to burn, see?
Uh-huh. What did you call that?
Yeah, we used it. Well, I don't know telling how many pairs of if they burn so long, they give down like
uh-huh.
that, you know. When you go to straighten it out, it'll break.
What did you call those again?
Huh?
What did you call those?
Fire dogs.
Okay. And, say if you were going to start a fire, what would you call the little pieces of wood you'd use?
Well, do you use different kind of wood? Did you use pine limbs?
Mm-hmm. But the small pieces, what would you call the small pieces you'd use?
We call that that if you had a stove, you call it stove wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about blocks up long and split it up fine, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's stove wood.
What about the real rich pieces of wood?
How's that now?
That you cut up real fine. I know what I'm
calling. For splinters?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's to start the fire with, see?
Uh-huh.
I've got a mini cold morning, let's sit there and shake and shake and shake, wait for that fire to burn.
I heard him call it kindling.
Have you heard of kindling?
Huh?
Kindling?
Cut-in.
Kindling. Fire kindling, I've heard you
call it. Oh, yeah, that's fire kindling.
Uh-huh.
I've heard him call it.
And sometimes at night, you know, if you thought it was going to be too cold or anything, you sit there with your pocket knife and with a little shavings off of them, a fat piece of lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And
a fat piece of what?
Lighter, that's the heart out of a pine.
Uh-huh.
And whittle that off and make a pile of shavings and get that ready to stick the match to next morning.
Uh-huh.
And the matches we used come in little wooden boxes, look like a little flour barrel now.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be about two dozen matches in that box.
Uh-huh.
And that matches had you last 12 months.
Uh-huh.
Cost you about a dime. That was big money then, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was about that long, and like these old long stick matches.